Colorado Legislature's Three-Prong Attack on the First Amendment, by Pam Long. The Colorado Legislature currently has a threesome of anti-First Amendment bills, which aim to hide public school officials' misconduct by prohibiting CORA requests from vexatious citizens, HB 24-1296, to redefine communications and meetings between legislators as not public business, SB 24-157, and to develop a curriculum on what the state determines as misinformation and disinformation, HB 24-084. However, the most controversial insight is that HB 1296 appears to be a retaliation bill drafted by the PSD school board against members of the public who publicized school records involving two major scandals involving abusive students and an art club secretly promoting LGBT lifestyles to students. This article explains how these bad bills are drafted by unaccountable elected officials and introduced by crony legislators willing to protect malfeasance and hinder transparency. Modifications to the Colorado Open Records Act, CORA. One of the most contentious hearings thus far in 2024 was over HB 24-1296, modifications to the Colorado Open Records Act. The original bill language aimed to give custodians of public records the ability to designate any person who requested records as vexatious, only to be remedied by the blackballed person to a legal overturning of this label by a judge at the individual's expense. Mainstream journalists are exempt. Only a few testimonies in the House committee hearing were in favor of the bill. Cherry Creek School District's CCSD spokesperson supported the bill, claiming that CCSD does not have the staff to manage the uptick in CORA requests. Representative Brandi Bradley R. asked CCSD if the increased volume of CORA requests in recent years were about curriculum and parents seeking transparency about political agendas being taught in schools. CCSD responded with an example that a CORA request for furries, students who dress in animal costumes, and related terms resulted in a report of 1.1 million records in school communications. One practical testimony suggested posting all government and school board meetings as public records to alleviate the need for citizens to submit CORA requests in the first place. Existing technology makes this suggestion an easy accommodation for people who cannot attend in person. Most people at the bill hearing testified against the bill, including left-leaning organizations like Colorado Cross Disability Coalition, CCDC, and the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU. The CCDC acknowledged that CORA requests utilized by disability advocates during the Individual Education Plan, IEP process, could be deemed annoying or harassing. The ACLU testified that the bill is unreasonable, with the custodian assuming ill intent or motivations of the requester, which benefits a rogue custodian and hurts engaged members of the public. The Colorado Freedom of Information Coalition also opposed the bill, citing that the CORA process, with a $40 per hour charge for records, is already a significant barrier to most citizens for obtaining public records. One public testimony also noted that case law does not have a precedent for labeling a person as vexatious. Rather, specific records requests have been designated vexatious or harassment. Another person's testimony implied that this bill does not follow the values of diversity, equity, and inclusion and ignores disenfranchised persons. A spokesperson for Denver 7 testified that journalists were invited by the bill sponsors to a stakeholder meeting. It became apparent that engaged citizens who stand to be blocked from public records were not invited to this stakeholder meeting during bill drafting. The bill sponsors offered 10 amendments to try to clean up what is clearly an effort to block transparency in government from the people of Colorado. One of the amendments changed the records custodian to a judge for declaring a person a vexatious requester, which puts the burden of proof on the custodian. However, it is unknown if this change will remain in the final version of the bill as it advances to the House and Senate, or if this was a tactic to get the needed votes in committee. The bill extends time requirements for the government to respond to CORA requests, which no one opposed, as it is common for government entities to not meet these time requirements. The bill also blocks public access to some government employees' calendars. Co-sponsor Rep. Matt Soper, R. Delta Mesa Counties, said this bill balances transparency with the government's ability to comply with records requests at taxpayers' expense. This is a disingenuous statement because requesters pay the inflated bill for the records under CORA. Soper also co-sponsored a bill with a Democrat, HB 20-1121, Retaliation Against an Elected Official, which first attempted to make vague undefined terms of threats and harassment against a legislator a felony crime. This bill became law under SB 21-064. Soper also co-sponsored a bill with Democrats, HB 23-1306, Public Use of Elected Officials' Social Media, which allows elected officials to block people on social media for broad undefined terms of bullying, harassment, and intimidation. Legal experts opine that HB 23-1306 violates the First Amendment by blocking people from interacting with elected officials in government. All of these bills aim to block public scrutiny of elected officials. HB 1296 passed the House committee hearing despite overwhelming backlash from the public and organizations, and the bill will advance to a House floor vote. Is the misconduct at Pooch School District driving Colorado legislation? The most revealing testimonies at HB 1296 came from parents in Pooch School District, PSD, which is in the district of bill sponsor Representative Kathy Kipp, D. Larimer County. These parents claim that HB 1296 is retribution for misconduct revealed in PSD through parents' CORA requests. Erin Lee testified that she submitted 38 CORA requests to PSD to obtain transparency on an art club, which was dishonestly a LGBT indoctrination group for students. Jeff Ofterhide testified about his son being placed at risk by PSD's lack of transparency in the 2023 bus driver scandal. PSD school bus driver Tyler Zanella, who was hired with a criminal background, was charged last year with 164 charges of assault of 11 students with disabilities. Parents have accused PSD of attempting to conceal additional bus videos with evidence of more victims after evidence of the first victims emerged. Ofterhide's testimony connected these scandals to the PSD school board drafting HB 1296 with Kipp in response. In a legislative subcommittee meeting held by the Pooch School District Board of Directors on August 8, 2023, the discourse centered around the intention to modify CORA law. It was here that former school board president Rob Pedersen and other directors invoked the term fishing expeditions to describe their perceived misuse of CORA. This phrase, also utilized by Representative Kipp to defend HB 1296, signals a unified and troubling stance aimed at curtailing public access to information under the guise of addressing supposed inefficiencies. It seems HB 1296 is neither the product of citizen demand for legislation nor the outcome of the legal stakeholder process under the Administrative Procedures Act, but rather drafted in an August 2023 PSD School Board Subcommittee meeting behind closed doors. PSD board member Rob Pedersen made these statements, obtained from a CORA request. Based on conversations we've had with our legislators, there seems to be more of an appetite to make some amendments to CORA to address some of the, we will call them fishing expeditions, or that are happening. And I don't see any good way to define what fishing is. It's sort of one of those things that we feel, or I feel I see it, like I know when I see it, but to make a law that fishing is going to be hard. PSD board member Kristen Draper made the following statements. We could essentially leave the press out of it, immediate information for their stories or whatever. And somehow what I want to get across is we need to stop phishing attempts. This is basically null and void for the press. And I don't want to make it seem like we are hiding from the sunshine laws. We're just trying to figure out how to stop these phishing attempts. These PSD school board members then had several subsequent meetings with Kipp in November and December before the legislative session in January 2024. It is noteworthy that bill sponsor Kipp uses the same language of these PSD board members, including fishing expeditions, in defense of HB 1296. Another long-term parent in PSD said these recent scandals are actually a part of a longer history of PSD school board member secrecy and Larimer County legislators drafting laws to protect the PSD school board's malfeasance, going back to 2011 when Kathy Kipp was on the PSD school board. In 2020, Superintendent Sandra Smizer abruptly left PSD in what was called a mutually decided upon early retirement. PSD paid Smizer $560,000 for this early retirement. The settlement was sealed as confidential, and the taxpayers of Larimer County were left with the bill, while board members refused to explain the matter to the public and cited a vague need for new leadership. The Coloradoan reported one hint that the matter involved communication and transparency. When the traits of transparent and communicative came up, board member Carolyn Reed recalled a time she almost had to file an open records request to get a document she said Smizer was refusing to give her, claiming it was a disruptive request. "If you're going to take 10 hours of staff time to put something together for me, that's disruptive," said Reed, making the case that existing documents should be provided upon board request. "But if I'm asking you, foe,